This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Lawrence. Human suffering was a daily reality to the early Christians, and to those who remembered Christ's words, "Whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me," it meant not only a special opportunity to help, but an obligation as well. Suffering was a very familiar sight to Lawrence, one of seven deacons in the early Roman Christian Church. It was his task to distribute fairly the donated money, supplies, and food to the sick, hungry, widowed, and orphans. His entire day was spent in doing acts of charity and carrying out the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. This was an important ministry to him, because he saw that in the sufferings and trials of the poor lay the Church's greatest spiritual asset. Their hardships, endured for the love of God and offered for the sins of others, was the Church's strength. Early Christianity spread quickly in the unifying times under the Roman rule, but at the same time Rome's military power was declining. Political leadership moved from that of a representative government into the hands of the emperor, who demanded the same homage and worship as the state's other pagan gods. The Christians, meanwhile, worshipped only God and Christ his Son, and in fact were warned by God's commandments against the sin of worshipping false gods. The Roman leaders feared that if the Christians ignored the state religion, the historic strength of Rome would be threatened. There was still another need for unity, because of the threat of invasions by the barbarians to the north and the east. In the year 257 AD, a persecution was begun by Emperor Valerian. He was convinced that if only the Christians could be crushed, the people's loyalties would turn again to the state's pagan gods, and the state would again be supreme. During the course of the persecution, the Pope, Saint Sixtus, was arrested. As he was being led to be executed, he told his deacon, Lawrence, who walked with him, that within 3 days he too would be in heaven. Hearing the news that he would soon see his God, Lawrence began to prepare himself by selling the sacred vessels he had and distributing his remaining money to the needy. This sudden distribution of wealth, and especially the sale of the sacred vessels made of precious metals, was brought to the attention of the chief magistrate of Rome, who saw that here was an opportunity to increase the emperor's treasury as well as his own. Lawrence was summoned to appear, and was told that the emperor had need for the church's gold, silver, and money, since they were rightfully Caesar's. The magistrate asked Lawrence, "Didn't your leader say he had no desire for wealth? Christ, your king, brought no money into the world, and didn't have any coined, so give me the money, and be rich in words." To this Lawrence replied, "The emperor does not have any treasure equal to what the church has, and if you give me a little time, I will show you a valuable part of it." The magistrate imagined all the great wealth which would soon be his, and so allowed Lawrence 3 days to carry out what he promised. During this time, Lawrence sought out all of the poor who were supported by the church, and on the third day assembled the blind, lepers, orphans, and widows in rows before the magistrate, and said, "Here, before you, is the treasure of the church." The magistrate became so enraged at Lawrence for what he claimed was an insult to Roman power that he condemned Lawrence on the spot to die a slow death. A great gridiron was then heated over coals, and Lawrence was tied onto the grate to be slowly roasted. According to accounts given by Saints Augustine and Ambrose, the Christians present noticed a sweet smell from his body and saw Lawrence's face surrounded by a beautiful light because of his great love for Christ. After suffering this way a while, Lawrence turned to the presiding judge and said with a smile, "Let my body be turned. One side is boiled enough." And then later, "It is cooked enough. Now you may eat." With his dying prayers, he prayed that the city of Rome be converted. Several senators who watched the martyrdom were so impressed by his piety that they were converted to Christianity on the spot. They were the ones who then took his body and gave it an honorable burial. A church was later erected to his honor on his gravesite. As news of Lawrence's martyrdom spread, many people were attracted by the example of his life. so that today he is one of the most venerated martyrs among the saints. We too should recognize the importance of suffering. While each one of us has his own cross to carry, we must see that it represents an opportunity to return the love God has for us back to him. In this way, it will become a rich treasure rather than a burden, as it is carried in submission to his will.